disrupting Charleston's Jewish community. We off with Hazel Gordon, center field number 3, Chandler Simpson. Designated hitter number 25, Brian Sarnak. Center with Kenji Nagel, first base number 8, Cooper Kinney. Batting fourth with Olivia Bates, shortstop number 13, Ryan Spikes. Batting fifth with Aaron Ansberg, right field number 7, Sean Diaz. Batting sixth with Warren Lee, third base number 1, Carlos Colmenares. Batting seventh with Leonardi, catcher number 21, Ortiz Martinez. Batting 8 with Solomon Black, left field number 5, Christopher Barrette. And batting 9 with Elian Rosenbaum, second base number 16, Edwin Aragon. Taking the mound with your Charleston Underdogs, right-hander number 24, Trevor Martin. Now, ladies and gentlemen, ask that you please rise and remove your caps as we honor America with the singing of our national anthem, performed today by Bates O'Neill.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hail at the twilight's last broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight. O'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave?
Congratulations, our national anthem.
Freedom doesn't come free, and the Butter Company and the Underdogs are proud to join forces to help honor the memory of prisoners of war and those missing in action who made the ultimate sacrifice in service of our great nation. There will always be a seat at the jail for these brave Americans, and the POW-MIA chapter in Section 102 pays homage to these men and women in their families.
Fellas umpires, it's chosen by the Carolina League. Time to lift all the balls and strikes. Tyler Holt. On bases, Frank Jones. Today's starting pitcher, the Charleston River Dogs, right-hander number 24, Trevor Martin.
Well, it's time to wrap this series up here in Charleston, South Carolina, as the Kannapolis Cannonballers and the Charleston River Dogs battle for the 12th and final time in 2023. Sixth and final time this week at Joseph P. Riley Jr. Park in the Lowcountry of Charleston, South Carolina. Hi, good friends. Welcome to today's broadcast here on the Ballers Baseball Network, the MILB First Pitch app, and kcballers.com. I'm your host, as always, Dan Helody, bringing you all the action live from Charleston. The Ballers picking up their first victory last night of the week in 10 innings, taking down the River Dogs in a 4-3 game. A clutch outing from Billy Seidel out of the bullpen. Ran into a little trouble, but Kannapolis held on late and picked up the victory against the River Dogs out of the Rays organization. Today, different story, though. They look to take the second win of the week. The River Dogs will have the series victory, but Kannapolis looking to play Stumble Boiler as the River Dogs still lead the South Division in the Carolina League in the second half of action. Ballers will send Eddie Park to the plate. The DH will get things started today. Mario Camilletti with the day off for the Kannapolis Cannonballers, so Eddie Park will dig in and lead things off. And Jacob Gonzalez and Brooks Baldwin to follow here on this Sunday afternoon. 5:06 is your current time. 5:05 your scheduled first pitch, a couple of minutes behind here in Charleston. Trevor Martin gets the start for the second time this week. The Ronnie on the mound for the River Dogs. He'll rock and fire with his first pitch of the afternoon. It's a called strike on a fastball. 0-1 your count. 5:06 your first pitch time. And we are underway here in Charleston. Eddie Park, the DH, steps in and leads it off for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Martin making his second start of the week from the wind. He'll offer the 0-1. This one's waved out and missed. 0-2 is your count on Eddie Park. Again, Park at the plate, the designated hitter today. Jacob Gonzalez, shortstop, awaiting on deck. And in the hole is Brooks Baldwin, the third baseman. 0-2 count with nobody out. Martin rocking. Here is the 0-2 pitch. Park will put this one into play, hitting the left center field. Slicing after it is Barrette. He dives out and can't make the grab. Ball gets loose. Throw will come in from left. Park headed for second. Tag applied, and he is out at second. He tried to stretch it into a double. Barrette made the effort on it, so it's a single for Eddie Park. And then he's put out on a 7-6 play, more than likely. Excuse me, a 7-4, it appears, as Barragan made the tag. So a 7-4 put out for the first down, and now Jacob Gonzalez will step in. Gutsy move by Eddie Park. He tried to stack second base on a ball that was hit in a shallow left. Barrette coming in, making the effort. Couldn't keep it in the glove, but he makes the throw, and it's the first out. First pitch to Gonzalez is waved and a miss. It's an 0-1 count. Now on the shortstop in Jacob Gonzalez. Gonzalez, the shortstop, digs in. Trevor Martin for his second start this week against Kannapolis. Got the victory in the series opener on Tuesday. Pitching for the second time this week against the Ballers, third time on the season. Pitch is inside to Gonzalez. It's a 1-1 count on the Ballers' shortstop, Jacob Gonzalez. Martin threw 5 1/3 in Tuesday night's victory. He got the win. 5 1/3, 2 runs on 4 hits. The Ballers are able to break through as this 1-1 is inside, 2-1, now to Gonzalez. Martin struck out 8 and walked just 1 in a Tuesday night's matchup that opened up the series here in Charleston. 2-1 count on Gonzalez, 1 down in the frame. Martin will offer the pitch from the windup. Here it is to Gonzalez. This one's hacked and a missed on a fastball. Count will run to 2-2. Gonzalez, a shortstop at the plate. Brooks Baldwin, third baseman, awaits on deck. Calvin Harris is the cleanup batter. He will bat fourth. Batting fifth is the first baseman, Bryce Willits. Chris Lanzilli in left field will bat sixth. Batting seventh is the center fielder, Ryan McCarthy, for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. 2-2. Lifted in the air, high and foul down the third baseline. Third baseman Cole Menard is after it, but he can't get there. It'll be a souvenir for a fan. It's a 2-2 count on a Gonzalez. Rounding out the rest of the order for the Ballers, Drake Logan in right field will bat eighth and batting ninth as the second baseman in Christopher De Guzman. All for the Ballers out of the Chicago White Sox organization. 2-2 count with one down from the wind. Trevor Martin on the mound. Here's the pitch. This one is lifted high and foul over my head. Keep it a 2-2 and we'll do it again. 2-2 count with one down again. Baldwin awaiting on deck. Ballers do get their first hit of the day from Eddie Park, but he's out at second trying to stretch it into a double on a little fly ball on the left by the area of Barrette. 2-2 from Martin. This one is popped up in the infield, trailing towards shallow left field. Backtracking Colmenares will drift towards foul ground, makes the grab though on the line for the out. A P5 off the bat of Jacob Gonzalez. So two outs now. Brooks Baldwin, third baseman, will step in. So Baldwin will dig in for the first time today. He's in a bit of a rough go of it this week at the plate as Brooks Baldwin. Just 2 hits on the week, a double and a triple. But on the week, 2 for 21 with that double and triple. He's walked twice. Five strikeouts and a run, so it hasn't been strikeouts that's been his issue. Mainly just as Benny's hitting it right to guys as he doesn't hit it to anyone there. This one's into right field. That'll drop in front of Diaz or Mason. Brooks Baldwin has his third hit of the week. It's a two-out single here in the top of the first inning with two outs. Calvin Harris, catcher, will step in. So Calvin Harris will step in for another opportunity, this time against Trevor Martin. He did not play on Tuesday night at all, did Calvin Harris? So this will be his first opportunity to face Trevor Martin. 6'5", 250-pound Ronnie, born in Poteau, Oklahoma, former Oklahoma State Cowboy. Is the Ronnie Trevor Martin, a third-round pick in 2022 by the Tampa Bay Rays, listed at number 30 in their top prospect list. Pitch outside. A 1-0 count now on Calvin Harris. Martin, again, a third-round pick in 2022 by the Tampa Bay Rays down in St. Petersburg at Tropicana Field. As we're here in Charleston at Riley Park, Baldwin is at first. Dancing, here is the pitch to Harris on the 1-0. It's outside, 2-0 on the catcher, Calvin Harris. Bryce Willits awaiting on deck. Ballers trying to get some offense rolling to start off this day against a tough Charleston River Dogs team. We'll set the defense for you for Charleston today. Barrette is in left. Simpson is back in the lineup, and he's in center. John Diaz is in right field today for the Charleston River Dogs. 2-0 pitch from Martin to Karras. This one is hacked and a miss. 2-1 on Calvin Harris. Carlos Colmenares, the third baseman today for Charleston. Ryan Spikes at short. Edwin Barragan, second baseman, is at second, and Cooper Kinney at first. Behind the dish is Rodales Martinez for Sean Smedley and the River Dogs. 2-1, check on the runner at first, is not in time. Keep it at 2-1, we'll do it again. Chandler Simpson back in the lineup today for Charleston. He missed a few games, was actually pulled the other night as a precautionary with a hamstring issue, as the fastest man in minor league baseball. 2-1 count with two outs. Righty sets, pitch delivered by Martin. This one's lined in the right field. That's going to drop and roll him for a base knock. That one's going to be cut off by Diaz. Headed to third will be Brooks Baldwin. Stopping at first will be Calvin Harris. It's a single for the Ballers catcher. To third goes Baldwin, and the Ballers aren't done quite yet. In this top of the first inning, back-to-back singles from Baldwin and Harris. Runners on the corners and two outs for Bryce Willits. So already Kannapolis putting up a little bit of a fight here. They've got three hits in this top of the first inning. Two outs, and digging in will be Bryce Willits. Willits will stand in with two on and two out. Big spot here for the Ballers, who didn't score last night until the ninth inning. Neither side scored until the ninth inning in last night's matchup here at Riley Park in Charleston. Set on the bump is Martin. First pitch to Willits is low and outside. Keep it at a 1-0 count now on our good buddy in Bryce Willits. Martin on the season, 7-4, a 3.49 ERA. This is start number 18 for him on the season, appearance number 20. 1-0 count. Setting the bump here is the righty's pitch. Willits will lift this one into shallow right. Hit well, but not well enough, as it'll drop and be caught by Diaz for the out. It is an F9 off the bat of Bryce Willits for the third out, and that concludes this top of the first inning. The Ballers get three hits, but nothing in the way of offense. It'll send us into the bottom of the first. Still a scoreless ball game between Charleston and Kannapolis. We'll take a quick break and be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network with all of your details on today's starter, the righty in Mason Adams.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
The only way to be your best self is with your best health. When you have a health partner who doesn't just treat part of you, they care for all of you. That's why more people prefer Atrium Health, because unrivaled care is easier, more accessible, and more complete than ever before, so that you can enjoy more of the moments you love. That's what it means to live meaningfully, to live joyfully, to live fully with Atrium Health, official healthcare provider of the Kannapolis Cannonballers.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Chandler Simpson will lead it off for the Charleston River Dogs today. Back in the lineup after a few nights off. His first pitch from Mason Adams is lifted into left. Caught on the run by Chris Lanzilli. One pitch, one out. An F7 in the book for the speed demon Chandler Simpson. Fastest man in minor league baseball. Is quickly retired. First out is had. That'll send things to the DH in Ryan Cermak. Ryan Cermak will step in for his first at-bat. Mason Adams gets the start for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. The righty from Okeechobee, Florida, delivers the pitch outside, a 1-0 count on Cermak. Adams at 6 foot, 200-pound, 13th-round pick in 2022 by the White Sox as the righty sets 1-0 to Cermak. Is a bit outside. 2-0 your count now on the River Dogs DH. Adams making his 17th appearance of the season, his 7th start of 2023. He's been one of those do-it-all guys out of the bullpen or in the rotation. 2-0 fastball right down the middle for a called strike, 2-1. Adams has pitched as little as one inning in a game, and he's pitched as much as six innings in a game. As the righty, a former Jacksonville Dolphin, 2-1 hacked at a miss by Cermak, even now at 2-2 on the River Dogs DH. Cooper Kinney awaits on deck. He's the third batter in the lineup today for Sean Smedley and the River Dogs. Ryan Spike, shortstop, will bat fourth. Batting fifth is the right fielder, John Diaz. 2-2 from Adams to Cermak. Lifted high and foul. Heads up over there. 2-2 remains your count. So a 2-2 count on Cermak. One down. Adams on the bump sets. He'll work from the line, 2-2 to Cermak. Chop towards short. Gonzalez to his left a little bit. Fields and across he goes to first for the out. A 6-3 ground out for Ryan Cermak. Two outs now. Cooper Kinney, the first baseman, will dig in. So Cooper Kinney steps in, first baseman. Batting third in the order, giving Xavier Isaac the day off. Here in this Sunday afternoon matchup to wrap up the series between the Ballers and the River Dogs. First pitch from Adams is in there for a called strike, 0-1 on a Cooper Kinney. Adams, a 13th round pick. He pitched a little bit last Sunday, tossed five innings and a start. One run on four hits from the righty. 0-1 is waved and missed, 0-2 on Cooper Kinney. Four strikeouts, one walk. Adams is the team leader in strikeouts. He has got 92 on the season. Opponents are batting 249 on the year against Mason Adams, the righty who has been kind of the do-it-all guy. 0-2 count with two outs. Kinney stands in. Adams will work. Here's the pitch. This one's fouled off straight back. 0-2 remains your count on Kinney. Rounding out the rest of the order for Charleston, Carlos Colmenares, third baseman, bat sixth. Roy Daly's Martinez, catcher, will bat seventh. Batting eighth is the left fielder, Christopher Barrette. And batting ninth is the second baseman, in Edwin Bargon. 0-2. Low and inside, and Adams trying to work a fastball inside, and instead it's a 1-2 count on Cooper Kinney. Defensively for the Ballers today, left to right in the outfield, it goes Lanzilli, McCarthy, and Logan. In the infield, Baldwin, Gonzalez, De Guzman, and Willits, as this one's grounded to second. Where De Guzman plays to first, he goes for the out. 4-3 ground out for Cooper Kinney. It's a 1-2-3 frame on the bump for Mason Adams. Behind the dish is Calvin Harris. Well, we got you set, and we're through one inning of baseball here in Charleston as the Ballers and River Dogs battle for the final time in 2023. Take a break, we go. We'll be right back in a scoreless ball game on the Ballers Baseball Network against the Charleston River Dogs here at Riley Park.
Thank you.
Chris Lanzilli steps in. Ryan McCarthy, Drake Logan to follow against Trevor Martin on the bump. Top of the second inning, Lanzilli grounds the first pitch. He sees the third. Colmenares makes the play. Over to first, he goes a high throw. Lanzilli, though, is tagged for the first down. A 5-3 ground out for Lanzilli on the first pitch he sees in the top of the second inning. So one out now, and due up is Ryan McCarthy, the center fielder. Center fielder Ryan McCarthy digs in for the first time today. Former Citadel outfielder and wide receiver. He played a little bit of quarterback as well. Did our buddy in Ryan McCarthy digs in against Trevor Martin back for his second inning of action. Is the Ronnie, the former Oklahoma State Cowboy. Pitch is in there on a called strike, 0-1 on Ryan McCarthy. Trevor Martin making his second start of August, second start against the Ballers this week. Third overall against the Kannapolis Cannonballers this season. This one's lifted high and foul by McCarthy. 0-2 remains your count. Martin had a rough go of it his first start against the Ballers. He went three innings in Kannapolis on the 19th of April. He gave up four runs on three hits with three strikeouts and two walks. 0-2 to McCarthy. This one's hacked and missed. It's a strikeout on three pitches for Ryan McCarthy. Two outs now, and due up is the right fielder, Drake Logan. So Drake Logan will stand in, the right fielder. Two outs in the frame with nobody on base. Logan had the night off last night. Back in the order tonight for Pat Leland and the Kannapolis Cannonballers, who are looking to get things rolling here in Charleston in this series finale. First pitch from Martin. This is fouled off straight back. Count the run to 0-1 on Drake Logan. Ballers winning last night by a score of 4-3 in 10 innings. Billy Seidel picking up his fourth win out of the bullpen. He pitched effectively, ran into some trouble, but found a way to get out of it and handed the Ballers another victory. 0-1 is on the outside corner. 0-2 your count now on Drake Logan. Today is game number 101 on the season for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Game number 100 last night. And Kannapolis is still battling. They're at 52-48 in this 2023 season, looking to finish over 500. For the first time as the Cannonballers in their third season since being incepted in 2021. Pitch is outside of Drake Logan, a 1-2 count. Technically in 2019 is when the Cannonballers showed up, October 2019. They didn't play their first season, though, until 2021. A 1-2 pitch for Martin. This one is grounded past the second baseman. In bar, gone in the right for a base hit. Drake Logan is on base for the first time tonight. A two-out single for the right fielder, Logan. He's on first and two outs, and Christopher DeGuzman will step in. So DeGuzman will dig in for the first time today. DeGuzman is first at bat of this week. First pitch, we'll have to wait, check on the runner down in time. It is a fresh count on DeGuzman. Christopher DeGuzman making his first appearance of the week. A Fajardo, Puerto Rico native, spent 2022 with Alabama State as a Hornet. First pitch to DeGuzman, lifted high and foul. It's an 0-1 count on the Ballers' second baseman. Eddie Parker waiting on deck. It's an 0-1 count, two outs. Ballers with now four hits, all singles. Three in the first and now one in the second. 0-1 count, Martin sets. Here's the pitch. Low and in the dirt, blocked by the catcher, Martinez. It's a 1-1 count on DeGuzman. Top of the order, and Eddie Park due up for Kannapolis. He is on deck as the Ballers looking to get a couple of runs first against Trevor Martin. Martin has allowed runs in all of his last three appearances on the mound. Should go a little shorter today on the bump. River Dogs will more than likely move to the bullpen. 1-1, waved at and missed. 1-2 on DeGuzman. Again, waved at and missed. As Trevor Martin has allowed runs in each of his last three outings. His last shutout outing was the 14th of July against Down East. As he has a 1-2 count now on DeGuzman. Two outs. Here's the pitch. Runner going. This one's waved out and fouled off. It'll end up over my head. Ends up as a souvenir for a lucky fan down in the front row. It'll be a 1-2 count now on Christopher De Guzman. De Guzman getting his first appearance of the week, batting 188 on the year. He had spent some time earlier this year with the Great Falls Voyagers. 1-2, waved out and fouled off on a grounder. 1-2 remains your count. Just six hits on the year, but he's also walked six times. So he's been on base 12 times, and he's got five stolen bases as Christopher De Guzman. So not a guy that gets a lot of playing time, but when he gets on base, certainly finds ways to contribute. 1-2 count, Martin sets, runner going, here's the pitch. Waved at and missed for a strike. Throwing a second is mute as it's a strike out of the plate for Trevor Martin, his second of the night. De Guzman is now 0-1 with two strikeouts, with a strikeout in the book for De Guzman. That's the second of the night for Trevor Martin, and it's a scoreless inning for Kannapolis. So they leave a runner stranded. To the bottom of the second we go. Ballers and River Dogs battling. It'll be Spikes, Diaz, and Colmenares when we come back on the Ballers Baseball Network. Bottom of the second coming up in Charleston. Ryan Spikes leads it off, bottom of the second inning. First pitch grounded up the middle. Diving is De Guzman, but he can't get there. Up the middle into center for a base hit. One pitch, it's all that's needed for Ryan Spikes. He's got a leadoff single in this bottom of the second inning. Now one on and nobody out. And two up is the right fielder in John Diaz. Mason Adams making his second inning of the day. Pitching for the second inning of his day. And more than likely, will go a few frames today against the Charleston River Dogs. Adams, the sixth and final difference starter we'll see this week against the River Dogs. First pitch is low at the plate for John Diaz. A 1-0 count on the River Dogs right fielder. Adams got through the first inning pretty quickly with a 1-2-3 frame. River Dogs being out hit 4-1. Kannapolis getting on base a lot more consistently than Charleston today. 1-0 pitch is inside as called by home plate umpire Tyler Hovick. It's a 2-0 count on John Diaz. Tyler Hovick, your home plate umpire. Frank Jones is your infield umpire for the series finale here as assigned by the Carolina League. 2-0 Adams' pitch. Grounded to short. Gonzalez will backhand. A second for one. De Guzman plays on to first. Is it a double play? Yes, it is. As called by the infield umpire and Frank Jones. A 6-4-3 double play. Nice work in the field all around. Gonzalez with a little backhanded grab. Flips to second. De Guzman fields and rather quickly makes the transfer on to first for the out. 6-4-3 grounder. Two outs now. Nobody on base for Carlos Colmenares. So Colmenares, third baseman, will stand in now with nobody on base and two outs. Pitch from Adams delivered. Colmenares shows bunt. However, it lands a foul. And they're going to actually award him first base. They're going to say the pitch hit him. So it's a HBP with two outs on Colmenares. So he'll reach first base. And it'll be one on now and two outs for Rodalys Martinez. So Colmenares takes first base. One on and two outs now for Rodalys Martinez. Adams thought he had a foul ball off the bat of Colmenares. However, we'll see what comes of this at-bat against Martinez in this bottom of the second. Adams still looking for his first strikeout of the day. First pitch delivered to Martinez is chopped foul down the first base line. 0-1 on the catcher, Martinez. 0-1 count, two outs in this bottom of the second inning. It's a toasty day here in the low country, Charleston, South Carolina. Upper 80s, but the humidity is definitely a killer as we are right on the coast. 0-1 count, checking the runner at first, not in time. It's a 0-1 count still on Martinez. Humidity definitely is bearing down on us a little bit here in Charleston. However, it is a pretty nice Sunday afternoon here in Charleston, South Carolina. 0-1, Adams sets. He'll check on the runner again. Colmenares dives back in. Still an 0-1 count on Rodalys Martinez. Charleston's a great little town. If you're able to make it down, for sure. Joseph P. Riley Jr. Park, built in 1997. It's been very well kept. It's a pretty cool ballpark. They got a lot of different food options. When was the last time you go to a ballpark and get seafood? 0-1. This one's left at eye and foul by Martinez. 0-2 is your count. I've actually been able to eat a little bit of the food they serve here at Riley Park. And their hot honey chicken sandwich. My goodness. That's some good stuff. Martinez at the plate. 0-2 count with two outs. At first is Colmenares after being hit by a pitch. Mason Adams in his second inning of work here in Charleston. Defense is straight away. Adams will set. Here's the 0-2. Runner Fink's going. Waved at a miss at the plate. He struck him out. Mason Adams has his first punch out of the day. Rodalys Martinez is down, swinging and missing for the third out of the bottom of the second inning. To the top of the third we go. Still scoreless. Bowlers and River Dogs battling for the final time this week and the final time this year. Quick break will be right back on the Bowlers Baseball Network live from Charleston. Still scoreless.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
The only way to be your best self is with your best health. When you have a health partner who doesn't just treat part of you, they care for all of you. That's why more people prefer Atrium Health, because unrivaled care is easier, more accessible, and more complete than ever before, so that you can enjoy more of the moments you love. That's what it means to live meaningfully, to live joyfully, to live fully. With Atrium Health, official healthcare provider of the Kannapolis Cannonballers.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels & Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Top of the third, top of the order. Due up for the Kannapolis Cannonballers here at Riley Park in Charleston. Eddie Park will step in. Trevor Martin back on the bump for another inning of action. His first pitch of the top of the third is lifted high and foul by Eddie Park. Keep it at 0-1 in the Ballers' leadoff batter. Park, Gonzalez, and Baldwin due up. Still scoreless between the Ballers and the River Dogs. Kind of shaping up to be a little bit of a copy of last night's game here in Charleston. No one pitch. Martin will lift this pitch. This one's lifted by Park in the left. It'll be a catch, though, in left by Barrette. F7 in the book. Now one down, and Jacob Gonzalez will step in. Martin lifted the pitch. It was an upstairs fastball, and Park did, too, except it was hit just a little too hard, and Barrette makes the snag. So one out now, and Jacob Gonzalez will dig in. Martin on the bump, setting, working from the windup. First pitch to Jacob Gonzalez here in this third inning is a breaking ball in there for a called strike, 0-1 on Jacob Gonzalez. Baldur's out hitting Charleston today 4-1 in what's been a very quiet ball game thus far. 0-1 from the line, Martin taking his time, pitch delivered, Gonzalez hacks and misses on a fastball upstairs, 0-2. On Jacob Gonzalez. First round pick by the White Sox, 15th overall in 2023 out of Ole Miss. 2021 National Freshman of the Year, according to D1 Baseball. Named the Freshman of the Year and was very highly regarded in his time at Ole Miss. 0-2, Gonzalez will get the pitch from Martin. This one's lifted in the air into right center field. After it is Chandler Simpson hurrying and will make the grab in right center for the out. F8 in the book for Jacob Gonzalez as Simpson makes the snag. So two outs, and Brooks Baldwin, third baseman, is going to dig in. Baldwin in his first at-bat picked up a single. It was his third hit of this week. Martin from the line will set. Here is the first pitch to Baldwin. He waves and misses on a breaking ball low and outside. It's a 0-1 count on Brooks Baldwin. Calvin Harris, catcher, waiting on deck here in this top of the third inning. Martin taking his time with a bump, 0-1. Here is the righty's offering. Baldwin will line this one foul, and down goes Nico Levy again at first base. 0-2, your count on Baldwin. As Nico Levy again to his feet. Definitely took a tumble over there. That one's going to get videoed and shown at the office Christmas party, as they say, on the blooper reel. 0-2 count with two outs, top of the third. Baldwin at the plate. Nobody on base, still scoreless. As Trevor Martin facing off against Baldwin for the second time today. 0-2 count with two outs. Here's the pitch. Inside and low on a breaking ball, 1-2 on Brooks Baldwin. And Harris awaiting. Baldwin with a single his last time up. Calvin Harris on deck also singled in his first at-bat. 1-2 count with two outs. Martin from the line taking his time. Here's the pitch. Baldwin will pop this one up and foul ground, heads up. Count will stay 1-2. We'll do it again. Martin to the deep, breath on the bump. Infield is shifted a little bit as much as they can to the right. 1-2, Baldwin will take outside on a breaking ball, 2-2. Now on Brooks Baldwin, 12th round pick in 2022 out of Whiteville, North Carolina, former UNC Wilmington Seahawk. Actually the Colonial Player of the Year in his last year in the spring of 2022. And the White Sox scooped him up at the 12th round. 2-2 to Baldwin is low. Count will run full. Calvin Harris awaiting on deck. 3-2 count with two outs. Wind is blowing a little bit out to right, but it's not strong enough to really play into the weather and the effectiveness of the fly of the ball here today. Just a little toasty. 3-2 count with two outs. Martin's pitch. Inside for ball four. Brooks Baldwin's going to reach for the first time today. He'll draw a two-out walk with now one on and two outs. It'll be Calvin Harris digging in. So Calvin Harris will step in now with the runner on first and two outs in this top of the third inning. Harris will dig in. He singled his last time up against Trevor Martin. Martin has allowed now four hits and a couple of walks. Checking the runner at first in Baldwin, not in time. It is still a fresh count on Harris. Four hits and one walk allowed by Trevor Martin. He's allowed walks in each of his last four starts now. This is a fourth start in a row he's walked a batter. He'll come set. Pitch delivered, runner going. Fastball outside the plate for ball one. Throwing a second, did they get Baldwin? Yes, they did. It's a 2-6 put out at short. Brooks Baldwin has sat down on a caught ceiling. A nice throw behind the dish by Martinez. That's the third out of the top of the third inning. Bottom three coming up. Ballers still scoreless for the Charleston River Dogs. Barrette, Barragan, and Simpson when we do up. When we come back on the Ballers Baseball Network, live from Charleston, still scoreless.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
The only way to be your best self is with your best health. When you have a health partner who doesn't just treat part of you, they care for all of you. That's why more people prefer Atrium Health, because unrivaled care is easier, more accessible, and more complete than ever before, so that you can enjoy more of the moments you love. That's what it means to live meaningfully, to live joyfully, to live fully with Atrium Health, official healthcare provider of the Kannapolis Cannonballers.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Christopher Barrette, Edwin Barragan, and Chandler Simpson do up at this bottom of the third inning. Still scoreless between the Ballers and the River Dogs. Kannapolis and Charleston battling here in a very tight ball game so far. First pitch from Mason Adams in there for a call. Strike 0-1 now on Christopher Barrette. Adams has faced two above the minimum. He has seen, one above the minimum. He's allowed one single and hit one batter. Pitch outside to Barrette. 1-1 count on the River Dogs left fielder. And a single and a hit-by-pitch are the only runners he's allowed so far on his day. 1-1, Ronnie's offering is waved at a miss on a breaking ball. 1-2 on Christopher Barrette. Barrette, the left fielder, is at the plate. Barragan on deck, Simpson in the hole. Fastest man in minor league baseball, Chandler Simpson, back in the lineup for Charleston on this Sunday afternoon. 1-2, this one's up and inside. Barrette will take. Count evens now at 2-2. Adams has struck out just one batter today. Was Martinez that finished up the bottom of the second inning here in Charleston. 2-2 pitch. Barrette will not go after it. This one's inside into the backstop. It goes 3-2 on Barrette. Barragan awaiting patiently on deck as Mason Adams looking to eat through some innings in this Sunday afternoon. 3-2 pitch delivered. Swing and a miss at the plate. He struck him out. Mason Adams has his second strikeout of the day. Christopher Barrette down on strikes. One down now. And Edwin Barragan, second baseman, will dig in. So Adams has struck out two. It's now one out in this bottom of the third inning. Again, Ballers wrapping up the series today. They'll head back home for 2 weeks in a row starting on Tuesday. They'll face the Down East Wood Ducks and the Carolina Mudcats. In those two consecutive weeks at home, pitches up and inside. A 1-0 count on Barragan. Ballers will be at home for 2 weeks, and then they'll be on the road for the second to last time. In 2023, a trip to Myrtle Beach is in the wings in late August. Pitches up and inside, 2-0 now to Edwin Barragan. Mason Adams on the bump, looking to get through innings. He's in his third inning of work today, 2-0 pitch. Up and inside, almost hits Barragan in the hands. It'll be a 3-0 count now. Adams is sitting at 29 pitches, 17 strikes. For the righty from Okeechobee, Florida, 3-0 is waved and a miss on a fastball of 92. 3-1 your count on Edwin Barragán. Barragán, the second baseman, Chandler Simpson, center fielder, awaits on deck. 3-1, Adams' pitch to the plate, a fastball right down Broadway. Count will run full now on Edwin Barragán. About 45 minutes in today's game, in the bottom of the third inning, 3-2 count, one out. Here's the pitch. This one's low in the dirt, ball four. Adams trying to stretch a changeup, and Sandy gripped it a little too hard, and it'll be ball four. A walk issue to Barragán, so one on and one out. Top of the order, and Chandler Simpson will step in. So Chandler Simpson will step in. With a runner on first, it's Edwin Barragán. Adams on the bump with his first walk of the day. First pitch to Simpson is in there for a called strike, 0-1. On the center fielder, Chandler Simpson. Fastest man in minor league baseball. 81 stolen bases on his season. Simpson has been absolutely on fire when he gets on base. A one count, Adams sets. Pitch on the way from the righty. This one's in the dirt, blocked by the catcher. Barragán's going to take off for second. Harris is throwing a second, is not in time. It'll be a wild pitch off the arm of Mason Adams, more than likely. And Barragán will head to second, so a runner now in scoring position. And one down, a 1-1 count on the play down Chandler Simpson. Simpson, a competitive balance round at B selection in 2022. Out of Georgia Tech by the Tampa Bay Rays. A speed threat for sure. He has been a guy to watch for Charleston all year. 0-1 count. Adams' pitch delivered. Chopped towards first. Willits will backhand. Going to be a foot race. Tough to beat, but Adams will get there in time. And Chandler Simpson is sat down. It's a 3-1 ground out. Mason Adams with a nice little bit of hustle is the second out now. And Ryan Cermak will dig in. Runner, though, moves up to third. It's Edwin Barragán. So runner on third, 2 outs, and Cermak will dig in. So Simpson will step in. Adams is at the plate. Cermak at the plate. Adams on the bump against Cermak. Digging in now. Runner at third is Barragán. Adams' pitch delivered. This one's lined through and a left for a base hit. And it's a two-out single for Ryan Cermak. And the River Dogs have struck first here in this bottom of the third inning. An RBI single for the DH, Ryan Cermak. One on and two outs. Cooper Kinney will dig in. So Cooper Kinney will stand in now with a runner on first and 2 outs. It's Ryan Cermak who drove the runner in. So Cermak will stand in now. First pitch on the way from Adams. This one's hacked and missed. 0-1 now on Cooper Kinney. Nice pitch from the righty in Mason Adams. One run now for Charleston. They're on top 1-0. Just a little bit of heads-up base running from the second baseman, Edwin Barragán. Pitch delivered by Adams on the 0-1 is a bit outside. Count is even at 1-1. Ballers now trail 1-0. They are out hitting Charleston 4-2. We'll see what comes of this rest of this game. 1-1 count. Adams sets. Pitch on the way. Runner going. Grounded foul, and Cermak will have to retreat to first. It's a 1-2 count now on Cooper Kinney. His first at-bat, he grounded out to the second baseman into Guzman. As for Ryan Cermak, he picks up another RBI, his 13th of the season on his 13th hit of 2023. He's just played a few games. This is his 20th game of the season. Is Ryan Cermak. He's been out for a lot of the year with an injury. 1-2 count with 2 outs. Adams' pitch. This one is lined to the right. That'll get over the head of DeGuzman and drop into right for a base hit. Headed to second as Cermak. Throw comes in. It's not in time as Cermak will head to second. To first goes Cooper Kinney. He continues his on-base streak. A two-out single now. Runners on second and first for Ryan Spikes. So Spikes will step in with two on and two out. Runner at second is Ryan Cermak. At first is Cooper Kinney. Spikes will get his second at-bat. He had a single his first time up in the second inning. First pitch on the way from Adams is a curveball in there for a called strike, 0-1 on Ryan Spikes. Spikes 1-for-1 today. One of three hits in the board for Charleston. In fact, all three of the River Dogs' hits are on the playing surface right now. 0-1 pitch. This one's lined off foul. 0-2 straight back. Cermak at second. Reached on a single. Kenny at first. He reached on a single. Ryan Spikes at the plate. He's 1-for-1 with a single. And the River Dogs lead 1-0 on opportune hitting from Ryan Cermak. Adams sets 0-2 to Spikes. Grounded towards short. Gonzalez will field to his right. Has to go across his body to first. He goes for the out. A 6-3 ground out. Ryan Spikes is retired. A nice play at short by Gonzalez. Fielded in his opposite direction and throws across his body for the out. That'll be three outs now in this bottom of the third inning. But Charleston strikes first. It is now top of the fourth. 1-0 River Dogs on top. Ballers will look for some offense. It'll be Harris, Willitson, Lanzilli when we come back on the Ballers Baseball Network. Calvin Harris leads it off of the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Top of the fourth inning. Harris, Willitson, Lanzilli against Trevor Martin on the bump. Martin's first pitch of the fourth is spun in there for a called strike, 0-1. Now on the catcher in Calvin Harris. Harris, Willitson, Lanzilli do up. Ballers trail 1-0 to the Charleston River Dogs here at Riley Park in Charleston. 0-1 count, Martin's pitch. Curveball is low and inside. Harris takes. 1-1 is your count. Calvin Harris 1-for-1 today with a single. He's been very impressive so far in the short time he's been here with Kannapolis. He's reached in every game he's played in this week in Charleston. And he has succeeded in getting on base. 1-1 pitch delivered. This one's waved out and fouled off. 1-2 on Calvin Harris. Harris is a mature batter for sure. He seems to have a good approach. Three games in a row he's gotten a base hit. Four games in a row he has reached base. He is batting 200 on the season entering today. Sure to drive the average up now. He's 3-for-11 this week against Charleston. 1-2, Martin's pitch. Lifted in the air, left field hooking. It'll be foul. Colmenares, third baseman chasing. It'll be a souvenir for a lucky fan in the stands. It is a 1-2 count on Calvin Harris. Nobody out. And this top of the fourth inning, Bryce Willits awaiting on deck. Chris Lanzilli, the left fielder, digging in. in the hole. From the line, here's a pitch from Martin. Grounded towards third. Coleman Harris can't get there. It's going to squeak by into left four base hit. Calvin Harris is going to head to first, and he'll turn the brakes on and head back to first. It'll be a single. He won't make the same mistake as in the first inning for Eddie Park. It'll be a single for Calvin Harris. He's now got a multi-hit game and two base hits on the day. That's now 5-for-12 at the plate. Four for 12. Calvin Harris all of a sudden has raised his batting average to 333 on the season. That'll be now Bryce Willits with a runner on and nobody out. Calvin Harris finding way to get on base. He's 2-for-2 today with a pair of base hits against Trevor Martin. Set on the bump is the 6-5 righty. Here's the pitch to Willits. This one is just a bit on the outside corner. Count will run to 0-1 on Bryce Willits. Willits, the first baseman, flew out into right field his first time up. As we're here in the top of the fourth inning, ballers trailing 1-0 to the Charleston River Dogs. 0-1 to Willits is a bit outside. Count will run to 1-1. Ballers looking for their second win of the week. Trying to find ways to just get on base and chip away at this lead for Charleston. 1-1, Martin's pitch delivered. Outside, he tried a breaking ball, but Willits will take well outside. It's 2-1. Count on Willits. Lanzilli waiting on deck. Lanzilli has been the power bat all week with two homers here in Charleston. Martin's 2-1 delivered. This one is a bit low. Willits takes all the way. Count will run to 3-1. Runner at first is Calvin Harris, the catcher for the ballers. Willits had a first today in the field. He's at the plate. 3-1 from Martin. Waved and missed. A 91-mile-an-hour fastball is down the middle. Count will run 2-3-2. Wind slightly blowing out to right. 3-2 count on Willits. Nobody out. Martin in his fourth inning of work. Righty sets glove at the belly. Here's the 3-2 runner going. Fouled off straight back, and Willits will have another 3-2 count coming. And retreating to first base will be Calvin Harris. This is the 12th and final game in a row for the Charleston River Dogs at home, and they are in the second half of a back-to-back of being at home. They'll head to Columbia next week to face the Fireflies. 3-2 pitch delivered. This one's popped up in the infield, drifting foul. It'll end up foul as a souvenir for a lucky fan. Count will run to 3-2, still on Bryce Willits. And the Ballers will return home on Tuesday and play the Down East Wood Ducks for six games in a row. Charleston will head to Columbia for an interstate matchup. 3-2 count. Martin sets. He'll come set looking in. Here is the pitch. Runner going. Bumping away from all four. Trevor Martin has walked another batter. This time it's Bryce Willits. So to second goes Calvin Harris. And to first goes Willits on a walk. He's reached for the first time today. Continues his on-base streak. So now 2-1 and nobody out for Chris Lanzilli. So Lanzilli will stand in, but not before Levy Romero will come have a chat with his Ronnie and Trevor Martin in a mound visit. Kannapolis with an opportunity here. Lanzilli certainly has been a stalwart at the plate all week. He's got a big opportunity here. Lanzilli, the three-run blast to put Kannapolis on top of the top of the ninth inning last night. Ended up being null and void as Kannapolis gave up three runs in the bottom of the ninth and then one run in the top of the tenth. And the Ballers held on late and picked up a 4-3 win. So Lanzilli digs in. Batting just about .500 on the week. He's 0-for-1 today with a ground out to the third baseman Coleman Ares in his first at-bat. 2-1, nobody out. Martin's pitch delivered. Curveball is just a bit inside, 1-0 count. Now on Chris Lanzilli. McCarthy, the center fielder, awaiting. Trevor Morton just kind of grinding it out on the mound. He's just below 60 pitches on his day. 1-0 count offering on the way is in there for a called strike on a breaking ball, 1-1. Now on Chris Lanzilli. There is an arm warming down the line for Charleston as Martin is approaching 60 pitches. Runner at second is Calvin Harris. At first is Bryce Willits. 1-1 count with nobody out. Righty sets, righty's pitch. Fastball up and away. Good take from Lanzilli. It'll be 2-1. Chris Lanzilli's got his family in town here in Charleston. Good to have family in town here, of course. I know Tanner McDougal's family all made the trip over. Noah Schultz's family was here yesterday for his 20th birthday. Apparently Noah went out and got some crab for lunch before his start yesterday, and it worked out. 8 strikeouts on a career-high day. 2-1 from Martin. Waved out and missed. 2-2 now on Chris Lanzilli. Of course, the Wallers came through last night on the offensive side, but on the pitching mound, 8 straight shutout innings from Schultz and Butel out of the bullpen. Kannapolis getting some production last night out of the pen. 2-2 count. Lanzilli sets. Martin sets. Here's the pitch. This one's lifted high and foul. Keep it at 2-2. We'll do it again. Noah Schultz throwing 4 innings yesterday. 8 strikeouts, a new career high for one of the top 100 prospects in baseball. In the lefty, Noah Schultz. 2-2 count with nobody out. Lanzilli with a slightly open stance. At second is Calvin Harris. It's now time called, and it looks like Martinez is going to come chat with Trevor Martin. He's trying to go through some signs. Calvin Harris at second. The catcher has kind of an important job right now. He's at second, and not only is he trying to find ways to get moving ahead, he's also able at second. He is allowed to peer in and try to get some of the signs for the River Dogs pitchers. 2-2 count. Pitch on the way. This one's roped down the left field line. It'll land. Fair ball down the left field line. It'll roll. Rounding third and at home is Calvin Harris. Here comes Bryce Willits. He will stop at third. It'll be an RBI double for Chris Lanzilli. And this ball game is now tied. Lanzilli with a RBI double. Harris scores, and it's Willits to third. Kannapolis and Charleston are now even. It's 1-1 with nobody out. And Ryan McCarthy will dig in. Chris Lanzilli just won't stop producing. Here in Charleston this week, he is on fire. It's another RBI, his 8th of the week. For the outfielder, his 9th hit of the week. His only extra base hit of the week that was not a home run, as Ryan McCarthy will dig in. 2-1 and nobody out still in the frame. There is a righty getting loose for Charleston. Looks like Alex Cook, the righty, who will follow Trevor Martin. First pitch on the way from Martin to McCarthy is in there for a called strike, 0-1 on the baller center fielder. Willits at third, and Lanzilli's at second. It's an 0-1 count on Ryan McCarthy. Drake Logan, the right fielder, awaiting on deck for the ballers in River Dogs. 1-1 your score. In this top of the fourth, Martin's 0-1. This one's lined over the, nice drag of the second base by Barragan. He makes a leaping effort and snags it with a glove. It's an L4 off the bat of Ryan McCarthy. So to the second baseman, it goes the line drive for the first down. One out and still two on base for Drake Logan. So Logan will stand in. Looks like Sean Smedley coming out, though, and looks like that's the end of the day for Trevor Martin. He will see his day come to a close, about 65 pitches, and his day is done. Going to the bullpen now are the River Dogs. Looks like a pitch count scenario for Trevor Martin. He will go to the dugout, And a new arm on the way for the River Dogs. Let's take a quick break and be right back. Get you all the details on the new arm when we come back here in Charleston on the Ballers Baseball Network. It's 1-1 here at the River Dogs home in Riley Park. Drake Logan will step in, 2-1 in scoring position for the Kannapolis Cannonballers, and one down here. New arm of the bump is Alex Cook, 6'2", 220-pound righty from Lawrenceville, Georgia. Former Colby Community College righty takes over on the mound in relief of Trevor Martin. His first pitch to Drake Logan is inside a 1-0 count on the Ballers right fielder. Drake Logan, the right fielder, is 1-for-1 today with a single in the book today. In this series finale on this Sunday evening here in Charleston, Cook will set 1-0 pitch. Is on the outside corner, now even at 1-1 on Drake Logan. Alex Cook entering for the second time this week. He faced the Ballers again on Tuesday. He is 3-3 on the season, a 3.86 ERA in 26 games. Has tossed 44 and one-third innings pitched. 1-1 from the righty to Logan is up and away. A 2-1 count now on Drake Logan. Alex Cook has struck out 58 in 44 and a third. He's only walked 14. Opponents are batting 205 against Alex Cook. 2-1 count. The righty sense, here's the pitch. Logan will take. It's a bit outside. 3-1 now. And it's one ball away now from loading the bases with Christopher DeGuzman, second baseman, awaiting on deck. Drake Logan stepping in with a big spot here. He's got runners in scoring position. With runners in scoring position, John Diaz, Carlos Colmenares, and Rodelis Martinez do up here in this fourth inning. Bottom of the fourth in Charleston. Ballers on top 2-1 here as they pick up two runs in that top of the fourth on a nice little string of offense. Kannapolis is now on top. Diaz grounds the 0-1 a second. Played by DeGuzman. At first, he goes for the out. It'll be one down now in this bottom of the fourth inning. Diaz grounds out 4-3. One down now, and Carlos Colmenares will dig in. So Carlos Colmenares will step in with nobody on base and one down. Ballers on top 2-1. They have picked up the offense here against Charleston in the series finale. Adams' first pitch is in there for a called strike, 0-1 on Carlos Colmenares. His first at-bat, he was hit by a pitch. As we're here in this bottom of the fourth, 0-1 is up and away. Count is now even at 1-1. Ryan Cermak got the scoring started for Charleston with an RBI single. But then the Ballers answer in the top of the fourth with a Lanzilli RBI double. And then a bases-loaded walk of Eddie Park. As this one is in there called strike 1-2 on a Colmenares. Colmenares steps in. He will call time now as Tyler Hovick, the home plate umpire, will give him time. Adams on the bump, his fourth inning of work. So far, so good for the Rhino. He's still below 50 pitches as this one is fouled off sharply by Colmenares, keeping it 1-2 with one down in this bottom of the fourth. Bottom four, 1-2 count with one down. On deck is Rodales Martinez. The strikeout in the first inning for the second inning for Martinez. Colmenares in his first at-bat hit by a pitch. Adams will work from the line, 1-2. Upstairs and inside. Make it 2-2 on Colmenares. Family Sunday here in Charleston. Kids are on the bases post-game. On a toasty one here in the low country. 2-2 poked into left field. Hit well. Lanzilli backtracking on the warning track. Will reach out and make the grab for the out. Back collides with the wall, does Lanzilli. But he makes the grab for the out in F7. Two outs now. And Rodales Martinez will step in. Nobody on base. Martinez will dig in, two outs in this bottom of the fourth inning. Adams working from the line. First pitch delivered is fouled off. Straight back. It'll be an 0-1 count on the catcher, Rodales Martinez. Barrette, the left fielder, awaiting on deck. Adams facing off against the River Dogs. This is his second time through the order. 0-1 pitch. Fastball is low. 1-1 on Martinez. Adams leads the Kannapolis Cannonballers in strikeouts in the 2023 season. Today he has picked up a few, just two. Martinez will loop the 1-1. That one's going to hit into Ryan and drop in front of Logan. It'll be a two-out base hit for Rodales Martinez. Kind of been the story of this ballgame is the two-out base hits for Charleston. So one on and two outs, and Christopher Barrette will dig in. Christopher Barrette will get an opportunity to bat with one on and two out. First time up, he struck out. He's swinging against Mason Adams. Barrette, the 5'7 outfielder. First pitch delivered, shows bunt, pulls it back. Doesn't matter, called strike. 0-1 on Christopher Barrette, the left fielder. 5'7", 766 pounds from San Pedro de Macorís, Dominican Republic. Is the outfielder in Christopher Barrette, international free agent signee in 2018 by the Tampa Bay Rays. Adams sets on the bump. Here is the 0-1. This one's a fastball upstairs. 1-1 on Barrette. Edwin Barragana waiting on deck. 1-1 count with two outs. Chandler Simpson waiting in the hole. 1-1 from Adams. This one's chopped towards second. Willits will cut him off as they're going to say it's a fair ball. To first he goes for the out. Barrette can't believe it. He says it was fouled off his foot. Nonetheless, it is a grounder and fair play. And Barrette is called out on a 3-U put out. It is a 3-U put out for the third out of this bottom of the fourth inning. Well, Ballers still holding on to the lead. It is 2-1. Ballers over the River Dogs. We'll take a quick break and be right back here in Charleston on the Ballers Baseball Network. New arm on the way for the River Dogs when we come back.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
The only way to be your best self is with your best health. When you have a health partner who doesn't just treat part of you, they care for all of you. That's why more people prefer Atrium Health, because unrivaled care is easier, more accessible, and more complete than ever before, so that you can enjoy more of the moments you love. That's what it means to live meaningfully, to live joyfully, to live fully with Atrium Health, official healthcare provider of the Kannapolis Cannonballers.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Brooks Baldwin will lead it off. It'll be followed by Calvin Harrison, Bryce Willits. Baldwin Harrison Willits against a new arm with the bump. It's Harleen Rosario. First pitch lifted in the right by Baldwin, but it's snagged by John Diaz. He gave that one a ride, but Diaz was playing deep and makes the grab for the out. It's a F9 in the book. One pitch, one out. Brooks Baldwin is now a 1-4-2. And due up is the catcher in Calvin Harris. Harleen Rosario takes over on the mound for the Charleston River Dogs. He's the third arm used today by Sean Smedley in Charleston, as Rosario will take over out of the bullpen. 6'1", 211-pound righty is Rosario. His first pitch to Calvin Harris is upstairs. 1-0 is your count. From Nagua, Dominican Republic, a international free agent signing in 2021 by the Tampa Bay Rays. 1-0 spun in on the inside corner. 1-1 on Calvin Harris. Rosario added to the River Dogs roster on July the 14th. He pitched on Tuesday night, got the no decision in an inning and a third of work. 1-1, Harris waves and misses. 1-2 on the Ballers catcher in Calvin Harris. Time called, still a 1-2 count on Calvin Harris. Rosario struck out two and allowed two hits in his inning and a third of work. He had pitched out of the bullpen seven times for the Complex League Rays this season. He had a 2-2 record with a 1.96 ERA. This one is inside of Harris. Cal run to 2-2. Rosario on the year here in Charleston, 1-0 with a 0 ERA in seven innings, has struck out 11 and walked three. 2-2 to Harris. This one's lifted high and deep into right center field. Backtracking Simpson on the run. Won't get there. That'll fall in the gap in right center and be extra bases for Calvin Harris. He'll stop at second. It's a one-out double off the mat of the catcher, Calvin Harris. How about a 3-for-3 day for the new guy? It's an extra base hit for Harris. His double with now one out, and Bryce Willits dig it in. So Calvin Harris, how about a 3-for-3 day for the new guy at second base now. Willits will dig in with one out and a runner on. Seventh of the day already for Kannapolis, who have found ways to get on base here against the River Dogs. First pitch on the way from the righty is low and inside to Willits to a 1-0 count. This one goes. Willits reached on a walk his last time up in the fourth inning. That was against the righty and Trevor Martin. 1-0 count. Rosario looks, pitch delivered. Willits will take inside, 2-0. Trying to frame it behind the dish was Martinez, but Willits takes all the way. It's 2-0. Ballers lead 2-1 here in this top of the fifth inning. Pleasure to have you join us on the Ballers Baseball Network. Dan Lodi bringing you all the action all week live from here in Charleston. 2-0. Rosario's fastball is up, and it almost hits Willits. It'll be a 3-0 count now on the Ballers first baseman. Lanzilli, the left fielder, awaiting. On deck, he came through with an RBI double in his last at-bat. Rosario, look at the look at second, 3-0. Fastball inside for ball four. It's a walk again for Bryce Willits. He's walked for the second time today. He's on base for the second time today. 2-1 now and one out, and Chris Lanzilli is going to dig in. Eerily similar scenario to last inning for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. After a leadoff flyout for Baldwin, Harrison Willits both reach base. And now Lanzilli digs in with one out and two on base for Kannapolis. Lanzilli has been on fire this week. We'll see if he can keep it up. First pitch is a curveball in there on the upper part of the zone for a called strike. 0-1 on Chris Lanzilli. Rosario has had a good stretch of baseball in his last outing. That was not Kannapolis. It was July 26th against Augusta. He got the win in 2 2/3 innings pitched. 0-1 Lanzilli shows bunt, pulls him back, doesn't matter. Called strike, 0-2 on the left fielder Lanzilli. Ryan McCarthy awaits on deck, the center fielder. Willits with a walk is at first. Calvin Harris with a double is at second. Lanzilli doubled in his last at-bat in the fourth and brought an RBI in. It was Calvin Harris. 0-2 count, Rosario's pitch. Curveball is in the upper part of the zone. Ring him up, got him looking, called strike three. Chris Lanzilli will have a seat. He is the second out now of this top of the fifth. Two outs, two on base still for Ryan McCarthy. So Ryan McCarthy will dig in with two on and two out. So Ryan McCarthy gets another opportunity, 0-2, a strikeout and a lineout. Pitch delivered. It is a curveball in there down the middle for a called strike, 0-1 on Ryan McCarthy. 0-1 count, two outs. Top of the fifth inning, Kannapolis on top, 2-1 out, hitting Charleston 7-4. 0-1 taking a peek at second. Rosario sets, here's the pitch. McCarthy will poke this one foul, it'll end up a souvenir. Count all run to 0-2 on Ryan McCarthy. River Dogs out of the Tampa Bay Rays organization. The River Dogs have a lot of top prospects in the Rays system. Have to imagine they're going to get some more here once the new draft picks arrive, too. 0-2. Swing and a miss at the plate. Rosario gets him with a breaking ball. McCarthy goes flailing at it. His second strike out of the day. Second punch out of the day for Harold Rosario. And that'll be now three outs in this top of the fifth inning. So, ballers so far so good. They're holding on to a 2-1 lead. It'll be Mason Adams returning to the mound. We'll take a quick break and be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network. Bottom five coming your way. It's Bargon, Simpson, and Cermak when we come back.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
The only way to be your best self is with your best health. When you have a health partner who doesn't just treat part of you, they care for all of you. That's why more people prefer Atrium Health, because unrivaled care is easier, more accessible, and more complete than ever before, so that you can enjoy more of the moments you love. That's what it means to live meaningfully, to live joyfully, to live fully. With Atrium Health, official healthcare provider of the Kannapolis Cannonballers.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Mason Adams back on the bump. Inning number five of work for him, and the Charleston Riverdogs still trailing 2-1 to your Kannapolis Cannonballers. Adams on the bump. His first pitch at the bottom of the fifth inning is lifted high and foul. Bargon fouls it off. It's an 0-1 count. Simpson and Cermak to follow. Bottom five, Ballers on top 2-1, and they put up two runs in the top of the fourth. And Charleston has not been able to come back quite yet here in this Sunday series finale. Adams will work from the line 0-1. Fastball up and away. A 1-1 count. On Edwin Bargon. Again, a little bit of a toasty finale here in Charleston. The baller is looking forward to getting home real soon. Look to get one more win before they head home, though. Pitches outside 2-1 is your count. There's just no place like home. It'll be good to get back to Atrium Health Ballpark on Tuesday. We'll have 12 games in a row for you at Atrium Health Ballpark. It'll be fun to see everyone back here real soon. 2-1 waved and a miss. 2-2 on Edwin Bargon. Big week coming against the Down East Wood Ducks, one of the better teams in the North Division of the Carolina League. And the Carolina Mudcats again out of the North Division. So two North Division opponents. Two up for Kannapolis at home in 12 games in 13 days at Atrium Health Ballpark. 2-2 from Adams. This one's grounded. First line caught by Willits. He caught it on a line just before it bounced. A nice play by Bryce Willits. An L3 in the book. One down now, and Chandler Simpson will dig in. So Chandler Simpson will step in now for his third at bat of the day. He's flown out and he's grounded out. And his first game back after A little bit of a precautionary injury. Dealing with a hamstring problem earlier this week. First pitch is outside, a 1-0 count on Chandler Simpson. Simpson still the fastest man in minor league baseball at 81 stolen bases on the season. He has been absolutely devastating for opponents to face. 1-0 flown into left. Backtracking, Lanzilli makes the grab for the out. Another fly out into left for Chandler Simpson. Second time he's done that. And it's the second out of the bottom of the fifth inning. Ryan Cermak will now step in. Two outs and nobody on base. Cermak will dig in for another at-bat against Mason Adams. He's 1-for-2 today, a single his last time up. First pitch fastball is inside, almost hits Ryan Cermak. It'll be a 1-0 count. Adams through five innings has looked sharp for Kannapolis, definitely helping matters for the Ballers. Is 1-0 to Cermak, is up and away, 2-0 on the designated hitter for the River Dogs. Adams is at 65 pitches, definitely can go a little longer on his day. And the righty from Okeechobee, Florida, 2-0 in the dirt, blocked by the catcher in Calvin Harris. It's a 3-0 count now on Cermak. This would be the, again, if Cermak is able to reach here, this would be the second inning in a row. And Adams gets two quick outs, and then Cermak can't. Well, Cermak will take the 3-0 fastball upstairs, ball four. Second inning in a row where Adams has picked up two quick outs and then a two-out free pass for a base hit on. So Cooper Kenny will dig in with a runner on and two outs now for the River Dogs. Fourth inning, Adams got two quick outs and then allowed a single for Martinez. Here he gets two quick outs and allows a walk of Ryan Cermak. So Cooper Kenny digs in. First pitcher Adams to the fastball outside. A 1-0 count on the first baseman, Cooper Kenny. Kenny born in Kennesaw, Georgia. Competitive balance round A selection in 2021 by the Tampa Bay Rays. 1-0 count. Adams sends pitch delivered. This one's flown into center field. Hit well, McCarthy, and that will make a grab for the out. Hit basically right to Ryan McCarthy in center. It's a F8 for the third out. And that will conclude this bottom of the fifth inning. Mason Adams through five has kept the River Dogs basically off the base path. Just one run on four hits for Charleston. Kannapolis on top 2-1. We'll take a fast break and be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network live from Charleston. 2-1 Kannapolis on top. Drake Logan leads it off for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Christopher DeGuzman and Eddie Park to follow. The top of the sixth inning, Ballers lead 2-1. Arlene Rosario back on the mound. First pitch to Drake Logan is fouled off. Down the third baseline it goes. 0-1 is your count on Drake Logan. Ballers on top 2-1. They got both runs in that fourth inning. A double from Lanzilli and a walk of Eddie Park. 0-1 from Rosario to Logan's up and in and hits him in the shoulder. It'll be a hit by pitch, and Drake Logan will get first base for the third time of the day in the third possible way. He has both walked, singled, and now hit by a pitch. He'll take first base, so one on and nobody out. And due up is Christopher de Guzman. So de Guzman will step in 0-2 on the day with a pair of strikeouts. So de Guzman will step in with two strikeouts on his day. Harold Rosario on the bump, his second inning of action. His first pitch is inside, a 1-0 count on de Guzman. Ballers lead 2-1. They're out hitting Charleston a 7-4 in this top of the sixth inning in this series finale in Charleston. 1-0 check on the runner. Drake Logan dives back in safely. Keep it at 1-0 on our good buddy in de Guzman, still awaiting that pitch. Logan at first base. 7-for-8 in stolen bases on the season. 1-0 pitch delivered. Fastball is on the upper part of the zone for a called strike. 1-1 on de Guzman. Awaiting on deck is Eddie Park, the DH. De Guzman entering today was batting below the Mendoza line at 188. Still is below it at 176 after two strikeouts. Pitches outside, 2-1 now to Christopher. De Guzman in 14 games entering today, 6 hits, 6 walks, 5-for-5 in stolen bases, so he can get some stolen bags when needed if he gets on base. Rosario's 2-1. Curveball in the upper part of the zone, 2-2 on De Guzman. Eddie Park awaiting patiently on deck. Ballers lead 2-1, looking for some more offense in this top of the sixth inning. They are 12 outs away from victory. Still a lot of baseball left. 2-2 count. Rosario will check on the runner. Logan dives back in safely. 2-2 remains your count. Wind blowing in now from center. As on the bump, Rosario, third arm used by the River Dogs. 2-2. This one is upstairs of the plate, taken by de Guzman. Count will run full. Home plate umpire Tyler Hovick called down a ball. Good crowd on hand, enjoying this Sunday series finale on a toasty day here in Charleston, approaching 7 o'clock here on the East Coast. 3-2, waved and a missed for strike three. De Guzman now 0-for-3 with a trio of strikeouts. One down now, and Eddie Park will step in. And you look at the scores around the Carolina League. We already have four finals today. There's only one other game going on at the moment. In the Carolina League, the bottom of the seventh inning, the Delmarva Shorebirds are hosting the Lynchburg Hillcats. Delmarva is up 3-2, and they're outing Lynchburg 11-2. First pitch from Rosario to Park. This one's lined in the right. That'll drop in front of Diaz and be a base knock. Headed to the second end. Now rounding for third goes Logan. Throw comes in from right. It is not in time. Drake Logan's in safely at third. It's a base hit for Eddie Park, but it moves the runner up to third base. Now another run just 90 feet away for the Ballers with Jacob Gonzalez stepping in. Eddie Park now with a multi-hit game. A single in the first and a single here in the sixth inning. Runners on the corners with one down for Jacob Gonzalez. So bottom of the seventh, Delmarva leads 3-2. Here are your four finals today. Myrtle Beach shuts out the Down East Wood Ducks in Kinston. Pelicans win 2-0 over the Wood Ducks. Final in Fredericksburg, the Fred Nats win 8-5 over the Salem Red Sox. And of note, the number two overall pick in the 2023 draft in Dylan Cruz picks up his first hit. It was a home run in today's game over Salem, as this one's hacked and a missed 0-1 on Jacob Gonzalez. Final in Augusta, the Green Jackets falling today at home 5-2 to the Columbia Fireflies. And a final in Fayetteville, the Carolina Mudcats win 4-3 over the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Pitch delivered, Gonzalez will tap this one foul on the 0-2 now. Keep it at 0-2 on Gonzalez, will do it again. Gonzalez is 0-3, a pop out, a fly out, and a fly out for the lefty bat. Former Ole Miss Rebel from Whittier, California, is Jacob Gonzalez. And the Ballers will see Down East next week at Atrium Health Ballpark. The Wood Ducks falling today to the Myrtle Beach Pelicans. In that series, it was a bit of a back-and-forth one, 0-2. Gonzalez will pop this one up in the infield. Backtracking is a shortstop and spikes. Coming in is the left fielder, Barretze, with a lot of speed. Makes the grab for the out. F7 in the book for Jacob Gonzalez. That's the third time he's flown out today. Two outs, still two on, and Brooks Baldwin will step in. Myrtle Beach and Down East had kind of fought all week. Down East actually took a grand total of four of those six games. Their only loss came on a Thursday, a 6-0 loss to the Pelicans. In game three of that six-game set. So Baldwin will dig in with runners on the corners, two out. He's going to walk, a single, and a flyout. First pitch from Rosario. Inside, 1-0 count on Baldwin. Ballers on top, 2-1. Out hitting Charleston 8-4 so far in this matchup. Of note, the Lynchburg Hillcats and the Delmarva Shorebirds battling as Baldwin will lift the 1-0. Shallow left field, Barrette coming in. A long way makes the grab for the out. Another fly out in the left. Barrette gets the third out, and that'll sit down the ballers with no runs. Despite two reaching base, they don't get any runs out of it, and it's still a 2-1 ball game. To the bottom of the sixth we go here in Charleston. Ballers lead 2-1. Mason Adams returning for another inning of action. Take a quick break and be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network. Live from Charleston, it's 2-1 Kannapolis leading over the River Dogs. Mason Adams back to the bump for his sixth inning of work today on the mound for Kannapolis. It'll be Spikes, Diaz, and Colmenares. River Dogs only have picked up one run on four hits against Mason Adams. Ballers on top 2-1 in this bottom of the sixth inning. First pitch, check swing. Did he go? No, says infield umpire in Frank Jones. Count will run to 1-0 on Ryan Spikes. Spikes, Diaz, and Colmenares do up. A 1-0 count. Adams works from the line. Pitch to Spikes. Swing and a miss. Got him with a fastball up and inside. A 1-1 count on Ryan Spikes. 1-for-2 today. A single in the second. A ground out in the third. Ballers are out hitting Charleston 8-4. Mason Adams today has looked sharp. Looking for his fourth victory of the season. His 1-2 is now the count. It's in there for a called strike on Spikes. 1-2. Adams at 73 pitches. Through five innings has two strikeouts. He's allowed one run. 1-2 pitch to Spikes is a fastball. This one's outside, 2-2. Adams just trying to find the zone, but he ends up a little wide. It's 2-2. Still on Spikes. 2-2, Spikes sets, pitch delivered. Lifted eye and foul. Count is still 2-2. Right fielder John Diaz awaiting on deck. Carlos Colmenares in the hole. 2-2 your count, 2-1 your score. Adams from the line sets. Here is the pitch. This one's popped up in the infield hooking. It'll land foul in the seating pole. Keep it a 2-2 on Ryan Spikes. A good long battle at the plate between these two. This will be the seventh pitch of the at-bat between Spikes and Adams. 2-2. Curveball on the 11th pitch as this one's fouled off again by Spikes, staying alive. He's fouled off four pitches this at-bat. Adams likes to work quickly, 2-2. This one's in the nerf block by the catcher in Calvin Harris. Count is now 3-2 on Spikes. Diaz, the right fielder, waiting in the wings for the River Dogs. Ryan Spikes leading off here in this bottom of the sixth. Adams works. Here is the 3-2. Waved out and fouled off. Another one coming. This will be the 10th pitch of the at-bat to Spikes. It's Mason Adams' pitch count now approaching 80. Adams still on the mound. In comparison to the River Dogs starter, Trevor Martin, who has been removed and replaced it twice. Pitch is fouled off by Spikes. Keep it at 3-2. And we'll see an 11th pitch. Spikes when leading off, batting .237. He has 18 hits and 76 appearances in the leadoff spot. 3-2, Adams' pitch. Fastball up and away, ball four. Adams finally will fall. And with another walk, this time of Ryan Spikes, one on. And John Diaz is due up. So John Diaz batting .286. When he is leading off, he's still trying to find his way today. He's 0-2 as he's not leading off here. Spikes is at first. Adams' pitch. This one's lined into left field. Right at Lanzilli, who suddenly has to backtrack and make the grab for the out. F7 for John Diaz. He's now 0-3. Runner at first is still Spikes. So one out and a runner on for Carlos Colmenares. Carlos Colmenares, the third baseman today, hit by a pitch and he's flown out into left. Mason Adams facing off against Colmenares. He has kept lefties off the base paths at .230. Lefties are batting against Mason Adams as his first pitch line to second. Gonzalez makes the snag to first. He goes on a throw, trying to get the double off, but it's not in time. L6 in the book for Colmenares. Two outs. Back into first is Spikes. That'll be now Rodelis Martinez, the catcher, due up. So Rodelis Martinez will stand in with a runner on first and two outs. He's 1-2, a single and a strikeout. Adams looking in for the signs. He sets with the glove at the waist, and now time called, a pitch clock violation issued to Mason Adams. He didn't offer the pitch in time, so it's a 1-0 count to start Martinez on his day. 1-0 count, two outs. Adams' pitch, runner going. This one is lifted in the air in a shallow center. Incoming is McCarthy, backtracking to Guzman, but McCarthy calls him off, and it's a F8 to center field for Rodelis Martinez with the flyout. And now the River Dogs, nine outs away from falling today in this Sunday series finale. The Ballers keeping the River Dogs off the scoreboard for the most part. Mason Adams allowing just the one run in his six innings of work so far today. Well, up to the seventh we go. Ballers lead a 2-1. They'll look for some insurance. It'll be Harris, Willitson, Lanzilli. When we come back on the Ballers Baseball Network, live from Charleston, it is 2-1. Kannapolis on top.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
The only way to be your best self is with your best health. When you have a health partner who doesn't just treat part of you, They care for all of you. That's why more people prefer Atrium Health, because unrivaled care is easier, more accessible, and more complete than ever before, so that you can enjoy more of the moments you love. That's what it means to live meaningfully, to live joyfully, to live fully with Atrium Health, official healthcare provider of the Kannapolis Cannonballers.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels & Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Calvin Harris leads it off. Bryce Willits, Chris Lanzilli to follow in the top of the seventh inning. Calvin Harris, a 3-for-3 day at the plate. Looking to continue his hot stretch at the dish. First pitch is inside from Rosario. It's a 1-0 count. Rosario out for his third inning of action today for the Charleston River Dogs as Calvin Harris steps in. First pitch was a ball. Second pitch is waved and missed. Count is now even at 1-1. Rosario through two innings has struck out three. Harris 3-for-3 today with two singles and a double. His double was the last pitch up as this one is a now swinging strike. A 1-2 count now on Calvin Harris. Harris, Willits, and Lanzilli do up as now Harris is going to ask for some more sticky stuff. The legal sticky stuff, that is, to rub onto his bat. Harris, the old school approach, no batting gloves. Just goes with the wrist tape, the red wrist tape. With no batting gloves, and Harris will apply the sticky material onto his bat. So a 1-2 count. Looking for a little more grip is the catcher for the Ballers. Fourth round pick in 2023 behind the White Sox. 1-2, Rosario from the wide. Here is the pitch. Low in the dirt, blocked by the catcher, Martinez. Count evens at 2-2 on Calvin Harris. Single in the first, single in the fourth. Scored a run in the fourth and doubled in the fifth. 2-2 from the righty. Outside of the lefty batter, Harris, 3-2. Favorable hitter's count and moves to now full on a Calvin Harris. 3-2, nobody out. Willits awaiting on deck. 3-2 to Harris. Is inside, cornering him up. Got him looking, called strike three. Calvin Harris, not a huge fan of the call at all. Nonetheless, he's called out on strikes to start off this top of the seventh inning. One out now, and Bryce Willits will dig in. So now four strikeouts on the day for Harleen Rosario. So Willits will stand in. Rosario will work from the wind. First pitch to Willits. Lifted in the air high and foul. 0-1 your count on Bryce Willits. Ballers on top, 2-1 out, hitting Charleston 8-4. No runs have been scored since the fourth inning. Rosario's 0-1 to Willits. A curveball is upstairs, 1-1 on Bryce Willits. 1-1 count with one down. Working quickly, Rosario. 1-1 quick pitch is fouled off by Willits. He barely was able to step in the box, and Rosario quick pitched him. It's a 1-2 count. There is an arm warming down the line for Charleston. Rosario works. 1-2. This one's poked in a shallow center. Coming in is Chandler Simpson, but backtracking is Spikes. The shortstop makes the grab. A P6, two outs, and Lanzilli due up. So Chris Lanzilli will get another chance to bat as Willits will pop out to the shortstop in Spikes. Two outs. Lanzilli steps in. He has got an RBI double in the fourth inning. Other than that, a ground down and a strikeout. Pitch delivered. Fastball is upstairs and away. 1-0 now to the left fielder, Chris Lanzilli. Ryan McCarthy, center fielder, awaiting. 1-0 pitch on the way from the righty. This one is sharply lined through into left. Four base hit down the line. That'll end up in the baller's bullpen area. Fielding it in the left field is Berrente. Putting the brakes on as Lanzilli has to dive back into first, but he's back in there safely. It'll be a single for Chris Lanzilli. He's got a multi-hit game now. It's a two-out base hit for Kannapolis, and it's one on and two outs now for Ryan McCarthy. Third multi-hit game of the day for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Park Harrison Al Lanzilli with multi-hit performances against these Charleston Riverdogs. Rosario on the mound. Pitch delivered to McCarthy is low. Count only 1-0 on Ryan McCarthy. Drake Logan, the right fielder, awaits on deck. McCarthy 0-3, two strikeouts and a lineout back in the fourth inning. 1-0 count, pitch delivered is just a bit on the inside corner, 1-1 on the center fielder, Ryan McCarthy. McCarthy, a local product, went to school just across the street at the Citadel, and is now time called. It's like a ball loose down the line and left. There is an arm warming for Kannapolis in the bullpen. Looks like Connor Pellerin. The righty is getting loose in the left field line. 1-1. Popped up in the infield by McCarthy. Hooking foul. Colmenares will go after it. It'll land in the seating bowl. Heads up. It'll be a souvenir for a lucky fan. And it's a 1-2 count on Ryan McCarthy. So Connor Pellerin warming up down the line for the Ballers. He's not appeared yet this week. We'll see how long Pellerin's able to go. Again, Mason Adams going six very solid innings out of the mound for Kannapolis. We'll see what Connor Pellerin can do in follow-up if he's the next arm. 1-2 count, two outs. Here's the pitch from the righty. Line towards short, spikes there. Makes the grab for the out and L6 off the bat of Ryan McCarthy. Second time he's lined out today. Three outs are now had in this top of the seventh inning. Time to stretch here in Charleston. Ballers still lead 2-1. They'll turn it over out of the bullpen to Connor Pellerin when we come back on the Ballers Baseball Network. We're live in Charleston. 2-1 Ballers lead over the River Dogs.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
The only way to be your best self is with your best health. When you have a health partner who doesn't just treat part of you, they care for all of you. That's why more people prefer Atrium Health, because unrivaled care is easier, more accessible, and more complete than ever before, so that you can enjoy more of the moments you love. That's what it means to live meaningfully, to live joyfully, to live fully with Atrium Health, official healthcare provider of the Kannapolis Cannonballers.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Christopher Berrente steps in, gets a first pitch bunt down from the new arm of the bump. It's Connor Pellerin, and Baldwin makes the play for the first out of this top of this bottom of the seventh inning, I should say. Here in Charleston, Berrente is the first out on a 5-3 ground down. Berrente is retired. It'll be Edwin Barragán now due up with one out and nobody on base. New arm of the mound for Kannapolis, taking over for his first appearance of the week, is the 6'4", 210-pound righty from Baton Rouge, Louisiana, former farmhand of the New York Yankees. It is Connor Pellerin on the bump for his first inning of work here this week against Charleston. First pitch is in there on a called strike, 0-1 on Edwin Barragán. Heller, and a former righty in the Yankees organization, actually was released by the Yankees earlier this year and was picked up by the White Sox not too long after. Pitch in there on the inside corner on a fastball, 0-2 on Edwin Barragán. Pellerin on the season, 0-1 with a 9.35 ERA. Making another appearance out of the pen for Pat Leland. 0-2, grounded to short. Gonzalez with a routine play to his left, makes the play to first for the out. 6-3 ground out for Edwin Barragán. Two outs now, and Chandler Simpson, the center fielder, stands in. So Pellerin appeared in four games with the single-A Tampa Tarpons in 2021 in the Florida State League. At that time, it was the low-A Southeast League. Did not play at all in 2022 due to injury. So Pellerin back, former Tulane Green Wave righty. First pitch to Chandler Simpson. Fastball is outside, a 1-0 count to Simpson. Simpson, the fastest man in minor league baseball, but he's been kept off the base paths today. 0-for-3 with a couple of flyouts. 1-0 from Pellerin. Fastball is up and away. 2-0 on the center fielder, Chandler Simpson. Pellerin appearing for the first time this week. 8 2/3 innings pitch, 13 strikeouts, 13 walks. 2-0 from the righty. Fastball is low and inside. 3-0 on the center fielder, Chandler Simpson. Opponents are batting 172 against Connor Pellerin. Up until yesterday, that was a team low, but Noah Schultz taking that over now at 167. 3-0 to Simpson is a fastball in there for a called strike, 3-1 on Chandler Simpson. Infield corners are playing in, of course, with the speed threat of Chandler Simpson at the plate. Baldwin and Willits at third and first, respectively, playing in. 3-1 pitch. Simpson grounds this one to short. Gonzalez will field, has to hurry. The first he goes for the out, but it's a 6-3 ground out, and it's a 1-2-3 inning for Connor Pellerin in this bottom of the seventh inning. Ballers hold on to a 2-1 lead so far here in this seventh inning. To the eighth we go, just six outs away from victory are the Kannapolis Cannonballers. So Ballers will send Logan to Guzman and Park to the plate when we come back. From the Ballers, Baseball Network, top of the eighth, and we return. Drake Logan, Christopher DeGuzman, and Eddie Park do up here to start off this top of the eighth inning. Drake Logan will be called for a strike on a pitch clock violation as he didn't get into the batter's box in time. It's an 0-1 count. Junior William takes over on the mound for the fourth arm used today by Charleston. First pitch is up and away. A 1-1 count now on Drake Logan. Logan DeGuzman and Park do up. Top of the eighth inning, Ballers lead 2-1 over the Charleston River Dogs. They're outing them 9-4. Williams pinch, Logan waves and misses. It's now a 1-2 count on a Drake Logan. Logan today, a single, a walk, and a hit-by pitch. He's reached base three different ways today. 1-2. Chop towards short, played by the shortstop and spikes. So to first he goes. This one is wild, and it gets loose and headed to second. Perhaps might be Logan. It looks like it stayed in the park, though, and it is going to be another on-base opportunity for Drake Logan. He reaches to start off this top of the eighth inning. Christopher DeGuzman will now step in with a runner on first and nobody out. 10th hit of the day for the Ballers. They're going to give Drake Logan a single on the play. So it'll be a multi-hit game now for Drake Logan. First pitch fouled off. Now an 0-1 count as DeGuzman trying to swing and stay alive. DeGuzman 0-3 today with a trio of strikeouts. 0-1 count. Nobody out. Ballers lead 2-1 out, hitting Charleston 10-4, as it looks like Emerson Talavera getting loose down the line and left for Kannapolis. 0-1 pitch from William DeGuzman shows bunt, and he pulls it back, as it looks like it was up and inside, but it's to the backstop as Martinez couldn't make the snag. So to second goes Logan on the wild pitch from Junior William. 1-1 count on DeGuzman with a runner now in scoring position for the switch-hitting infielder. Runner on second, Logan. And at the plate is DeGuzman with a 1-1 count. Shows bunt on the 1-1, pulls it back as it was outside 2-1. And 98 miles an hour from Junior William. Eddie Park, the DH, awaiting on deck, a multi-hit game for Park. Ballers have certainly found their way on base today, just looking to continue their ways and get some more runs. 2-1 from William, showing bunt as DeGuzman. He gets it down. It's a beauty. Fielding is William. Has to hurry the throw to first. He gets there in time for the out. But moving the runner to third is Drake Logan. So DeGuzman with a perfect bunt laid down. It's a 1-3 bunt to move the runner. One down. And due up is Eddie Park. So Eddie Park will step in. A single in the first and a single in the sixth. He also walked in the fourth. Eddie Park has been on base three different times today. And then a fly out in the third inning is the only time he didn't reach base, and he stepped to the plate today. William on the bump. Logan at third. Pitch on the way from the hard-throwing Ronnie Park. Fouls this one off, and that was off the siding by the Kannapolis dugout. My goodness, that thing was roped. 0-1 count on Eddie Park. Junior William, 6'4", 200-pound Ronnie from San Pedro de Macorís, Dominican Republic. International free agent signing in 2021 by the Tampa Bay Rays. The hard-throwing righty appeared once earlier this week. Back out on the mound this Sunday for Charleston. 0-1 upstairs. Park will take 1-1. As Junior William, definitely a hard-throwing righty. He can reach 99 with consistency. His problem is he's walked 31 batters in his last 32 innings of work. Definitely a guy that allows some free passes here and there. And can get a little wild, but he throws pretty hard. 1-1 count on Park. William with a deep breath. Glove at the waist. 1-1 on the way. This one's lined foul by Park at 97. 1-2 on the DH, Eddie Park. On deck is Jacob Gonzalez, the shortstop. And a 1-2 count with one down. At third is Drake Logan. William stands on the mound, 1-2 pitch. Outside, it'll be a 2-2 count as Park will take. Again, Talavera getting loose down the line in left for Kannapolis. On the mound is William. Looks in for the signs. Here is the pitch. Wave and a miss. Park goes after a fastball up and in at 97. And a little frustrated with himself, I can tell. Eddie Park goes after a fastball and swings and misses. So two outs now and a runner still on third. And Jacob Gonzalez is going to step in. Not a bad swing if you're Eddie Park, just trying to stay alive and stay in the battle. Nonetheless, it'll be two outs and Gonzalez digging in. He's 0-4 today. Trying to raise the batting average from where it is now. William will step off on the rubber. So we'll have to await the first pitch. Gonzalez is average at 143. Still trying to find his way here in the single-A baseball. Is Jacob Gonzalez the first-round pick. Williams sets on the bump. First pitch delivered to Gonzalez. This one's poked into left field. Barrente's not going to get there. That's going to roll all the way to the wall and extra bases. Scoring is Logan. And Gonzalez is going to head to second. He will stop at second. It's an RBI double for Jacob Gonzalez. And the Ballers have now taken a 3-1 lead in this top of the eighth inning. Logan scores. Jacob Gonzalez with a double. And now the Kannapolis with a two-run lead. One on and two outs for Brooks Baldwin. Gonzalez with his first extra base hit as a Kannapolis Cannonballer. Picks up his fourth total hit. Again, he had three singles earlier this week and now a double. He is now 1-4-5 at the plate. So Logan will score. 3-1 Kannapolis. Baldwin steps in. Williams sends with a look at second. Here's the pitch. Baldwin swings and misses, making an 0-1 count on the right fielder, the third baseman, Brooks Baldwin. 1-0-1. On that fastball from Junior William. William definitely able to throw hard. Just allows that base knock from Gonzalez. 0-1. Baldwin takes inside and low. And said it's called a strike. He ducked out of the way and said it's at an 0-2 count. Baldwin will call time. 0-2 count. 2 outs. 98 miles an hour from Junior William. Again at second is Jacob Gonzalez. Calvin Harris awaiting on deck. 0-2 count with two outs. Righty sends with a look at second. Here is the pitch from William. Baldwin swings and misses at 98 up in the zone, and Junior William strikes out his second batter of the frame. So three outs are now had in the eighth inning. Baller six outs away from victory. It'll be Emerson Talavera taking over on the mound for Kannapolis. We'll take it to a quick break and be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network. Live from Charleston, 3-1 Kannapolis on top, thanks to an RBI double from Jacob Gonzalez. Ballers still lead 3-1. Talavera to the bump when we come back. Ryan Cermak, Cooper Kinney, and Ryan Spikes do up here in this bottom of the eighth inning here in Charleston. Emerson Talavera takes over on the mound. His first pitch is up and inside. It's a 1-0 count now on Ryan Cermak. Cermak, Kinney, and Spikes do up. Ballers lead 3-1 over the Charleston River Dogs as Talavera takes over his second appearance of the week. 1-0 is waved at and missed, 1-1. On now on the DH, Cermak. Talavera's second appearance, 5'10", 160-pound, 20-year-old, a free agent signing in 2020 out of Nueva Valencia, Venezuela. 1-1 offering is low in the dirt, blocked by Harris. It'll go to the backstop, 2-1 on Cermak. Talavera's 3-1 of the season, a 4.64 ERA. He pitched on Thursday night through two shutout innings with two walks and four strikeouts as he gets the 2-1 wave and a miss from Cermak, 2-2. Hanna Cermak, the DH. Cooper Kinney awaiting on deck. Cermak today has reached twice with a single in the sixth, fifth inning and a single in the third. 2-2 from Talavera. This one is chopped foul, 2-2. Still on Cermak. Cermak singling in the third and walking in the fifth. He grounded out to the shortstop in Gonzalez, his first time up in the first inning. 2-2 count, two outs. Talavera from the wind, six outs away of the Ballers from victory. Here's the pitch. This one is lifted foul to the right side of the infield. A count will run to 2-2. Starting to lose a little bit of daylight here in Charleston. Approaching 7:30 Eastern between the Ballers and the River Dogs. 2-2, pitch from Talavera. Waved out and popped up in the outfield. It'll be a drilling foul. Willett's the first baseman backtracking, makes the grab for the out. A P3 off the bat of Ryan Cermak. First out is had, and due up is Cooper Kinney. As of right now, we're the last Carolina League game rolling here in Charleston. The only other final was Delmarva 4-2. Everyone else has been complete for a few hours. Talavera's first pitch to Cooper Kinney is popped up in foul ground, headed foul. It'll be an 0-1 count now on Cooper Kinney. That one's coming back into the seating bowl. Heads up. 0-1 count on Cooper Kinney. He is 1-for-3, a single, a ground out, and a flyout. 0-1, one down, Talavera sits, pitch delivered. Swing and a miss, got him with a fastball up and into a 0-2 count, this one goes. Ryan Spikes awaiting on deck. Kinney 1-for-3 as mentioned. Talavera winds, 0-2 count, here is the pitch. Lifted eye and foul again by Cooper Kinney, first baseman today. Count is 0-2. Kinney has got a pretty long on-base streak rolling. He's had a lot of success in getting on base for Charleston. 0-2 popped up in the infield. It'll be playable for Brooks Baldwin. He comes in a few steps into foul ground and under it for the mound. It'll be two outs now and piece five in the book for Cooper Kinney. 1-4-4, two outs now. Ballers four outs away from victory. And due up is Ryan Spikes. So Ryan Spikes will stand in. He has reached base twice today, a single in the second inning, and then a walk in the sixth. First pitch from Talavera is a bit outside. A 1-0 count now on Ryan Spikes. Lights are coming on as we not only are losing daylight, we're losing it from the cloud cover. Now here in Charleston, 1-0. Check swing, doesn't matter. Called strike. Talavera finds the outside corner, 1-1. On to Ryan Spikes. One count, two outs. Talavera will set. Here is the offering. This one's hacked and missed. 1-2. 1-2 count with two outs. John Diaz awaiting on deck. Two outs. Here's the pitch. This one's wide to Spikes now. Count is 2-2. Two count, two outs. Talavera trying to get out of this frame unscathed. 2-2, here's the pitch. Fastball up and away, count will run full. Close pitch by Talavera, just a little wide though, and Spikes is one ball away from making it now a second walk of the day. From the line, 3-2, here's the pitch. This is foul back. Spikes stays alive at 3-2. 3-2 count, two outs. Ballers four outs away from victory. Bottom of the eighth inning, Kannapolis on top 3-1, 11-4. They are out hitting Charleston in this bottom of the eighth inning. Talavera and the Ballers looking to get a victory before heading home. 3-2 from the line, here's the pitch. Swing and a miss at the plate. He struck him out. Emerson Talavera with a 1-2-3 inning in this bottom of the eighth inning. Ballers three outs away now from victory. Emerson Talavera picks up the two-out strikeout, and Ryan Spikes is down for the second time today. He is now 1-4-3. Ballers will get another chance to bat. It'll be Harris, Willitson, Lanzilli when we come back here in Charleston. Junior William back of the mound. Kannapolis leads 3-1. Quick break. We'll be right back with the Ballers. Baseball Network live from Charleston. 3-1. Kannapolis on top.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
The only way to be your best self is with your best health. When you have a health partner who doesn't just treat part of you, they care for all of you. That's why more people prefer Atrium Health, because unrivaled care is easier, more accessible, and more complete than ever before, so that you can enjoy more of the moments you love. That's what it means to live meaningfully, to live joyfully, to live fully with Atrium Health, official healthcare provider of the Kannapolis Cannonballers.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Calvin Harris, Bryce Willits, Chris Lanzilli, two up in this top of the ninth inning. Harris will take the first pitch he sees up and inside. A 1-0 count now as Calvin Harris leads it off. He's got a three-hit day, two singles, and a double. He struck out looking in the seventh inning. And Junior William is back for another inning of action. Harris waves the 1-0 and misses 1-1. 96-mile-an-hour heater from Junior William. Ballers lead 3-1. They got an insurance run in the eighth inning, thanks to a little bit of offense on a Jacob Gonzalez RBI double, as Harris will foul this 1-1 off, 1-2 on the catcher in Calvin Harris. Bryce Willits, first baseman, awaits on deck. Chris Lanzilli, the left fielder, in the hole. Mahler's on tap, 3-1. 1-2 count, William working from the stretch. Here's the pitch. This one's lined over the head of the first baseman, Kenny. Foul. Calvin Harris was about 5 feet away from his fourth hit of the day. Would have been nice to get, nonetheless. Calvin Harris will have a 1-2 count again on Junior William. The arm on the bump for Charleston. Ballers looking to move back to 500 in the second half of action. 1-2 up and away, 2-2. Now on Calvin Harris. Entering today, Ballers 17-18. Charleston is six games ahead of the Ballers. Kannapolis looking to make it at least still within a series reach of Charleston with a victory today. 2-2 count with nobody out. Williams set on the mound. Here is the pitch. Swung on and lifted into center field. Simpson coming in after it, backtracking as well are the two middle infielders. Second baseman Barragan out there, though, makes the grab and wins the race for the out of P4 for Calvin Harris. A 3-for-5 day, not too shabby at the plate for the catcher from Ole Miss. So one out, and Bryce Willits will dig in. Not too shabby a day for Calvin Harris, a three-hit day. Willits will dig in. Looking for his first hit of the day. He's walked twice as the first baseman, former UC Santa Barbara Gaucho. First pitch delivered, fastball inside corner. Making an 0-1 count on Bryce Willits. Chris Lanzilli, the left fielder, awaiting on deck. 0-1 count with one down. William with a deep breath. 0-1 count with one out. In the top of the ninth, here's the pitch. Willits will line this one foul. That's coming back into the seats. Heads up. And a lucky fan makes the grab. 0-2 count on Willits. That one was hit sharply for sure. 0-2 count, one down. Willits wiggling the bat over the left shoulder, 0-2. Grounded to second base. Bargon with a routine play. Sends his feet to first. He goes for the out. Two outs are now had. A 4-3 ground out. Two outs. And due up is the left fielder, Chris Lanzilli, with a multi-hit game on the day. So Lanzilli will get another chance at the plate against Junior William. Lanzilli a single in the seventh inning, a double in the fourth inning. It was an RBI double that put Kannapolis on the board. Charleston struck first in the third inning, but then the Kannapolis came right back in the fourth inning with two, and the eighth inning with one. Pitch on the outside corner to Lanzilli, a 1-1 count on the left fielder in Lanzilli. He's had a good day at the plate, a multi-hit game. He's had a good week, two big-time home runs. Into left field there in Charleston, 0-1. This one is well wide, and falling off of the rubber was Junior William. 1-1 your count as Martinez didn't have a chance at scooping that one. A 95-mile-an-hour heater from Junior William is well wide in the other batter's box. 1-1 count on Lanzilli. McCarthy awaiting on deck. 1-1, two outs. Set of the bump is William. Here's the pitch. This one's lined sharply in the left field. Berrente coming in, trying to make the grab. He won't get there. Ball gets loose in left field. Lanzilli's going to head for second. Berrente finally gets to the ball, throwing a second. It's not in time, and Chris Lanzilli will reach second with a double. Couldn't find the ball in left. Could Berrente for a second? Nonetheless, it'll be another base hit for Kannapolis. A double for Lanzilli. He's got a three-hit day. One on in the second base now, and two outs. And due up is Ryan McCarthy. So McCarthy, the center fielder, 0-4 on the day. Looking to come through in the clutch with another insurance run for Kannapolis. And Lanzilli sitting at second. First pitch from Junior William, waved at and fouled off by McCarthy on an off-speed pitch, 0-1. Off-speed at 86 miles an hour from Junior William Narani, the fourth arm used by Charleston today. They do have another arm warming. Should William be unable to get out of this inning? But at the rate that he's going, honestly, I would strongly doubt it. 0-1, two outs. Here is the pitch. McCarthy waves and misses. Another changeup, 0-2. McCarthy's seen two changeups, and he's gotten a piece of one and fouled off another. Two outs in this top of the ninth inning. Ballers on top, 3-1. Looking to get their second win in a row before heading back home to face the Down East Wood Ducks. 0-2 count with two outs. Deep breath from William on the mound. Takes a peek at second where Lanzilli lies. Here is the pitch. Fastball up and away, 1-2 on Ryan McCarthy. Drake Logan in right field awaits on deck. Logan has reached base four times today, including a multi-hit game of his own. 1-2, William looks in for the signs. Lanzilli at second with a good lead, 1-2. This one is lifted into shallow right, then trailing foul. Cooper Kinney, first baseman running out of room, makes the grab for the out. It's a P3 and foul round for Ryan McCarthy. He ends the day, it looks to be 0-4-5, but that will conclude the top of the ninth inning. Well, Ballers are three outs away from a win. They'll turn it over to Emerson Talavera on the mound when we come back on the Ballers Baseball Network. It's 3-1 Kannapolis. Bottom nine we come. It'll be Diaz, Colmenares, and Martinez due up. Three outs remain in this ball game here at Joseph P. Rowley Jr. Park. John Diaz will lead it off. Emerson Talavera three outs away from shutting the door on the Charleston River Dogs and picking up the big time save out of the bullpen. First pitch outside of John Diaz. It is a 1-0 count. Diaz steps in for the fourth time today, 0-3. Talavera looking for the six-out save. Grounder up the middle on the 1-0. Played by the shortstop, Gonzalez. To first, he goes with a throw for the out. Nice play as it. Talavera got a piece of it, so it'll be a 1-6-3 put out of John Diaz. The tip of the foot of Talavera. And then Gonzalez made the play. De Guzman looked like he was going to cut it off, but Gonzalez called him off and said, I got it. So now two outs away. Ballers almost in the wings here, ready for victory. As Cole Menares will step in, a two-run lead for Kannapolis. It would be their second one in a row. They've out-hit the River Dogs 12-4 today. First pitch is outside to Cole Menares, a 1-0 count. On the third baseman, Carlos Cole Menares. San Felipe, Venezuela infielder is Carlos Cole Menares. Talavera's 1-0 is outside, a 2-0. On the Cole Menares, a third baseman. Hit by a pitch in the second. Since then, a fly out and a line out. Looking for another chance at the plate is Cole Menares. 2-0. This one's popped up in the infield. Should be playable for Baldwin. He'll call everyone off. Has in his eyes and has in his hands. Four out at number two. It's a pop out to the third baseman Baldwin. One pop out. One third baseman pops out to another. And now the last hope for the Charleston River Dogs will be Rodelis Martinez, the catcher, against Emerson at Talavera. Mason Adams will be in line for the victory. If Talavera is able to hold on, it'll be a save for the righty. From the wind, first pitch delivered to Martinez. He's a bit outside, a 1-0 count on Rodelis Martinez. 1-0 count with two outs. Playing up the middle, essentially, is Jacob Gonzalez. 1-0, Talavera winds and deals. Just a bit inside and low, 2-0 on Rodelis Martinez. 1-3 day, a single in the fourth inning. As well as a strikeout and a flyout of the day for Rodelis Martinez. 2-0 count, two outs. Talavera's pitch. Fastball up and away, 3-0. Now Martinez one ball away from getting on base. Christopher Barrette awaiting, should the inning continue. From the wind, Talavera's 3-0 to Martinez is in there for a called strike in the upper part of the zone. 3-1 on the catcher, Martinez. Christopher Barrette, left fielder, waiting. Ballers looking to get their second win in a row. 3-1. This one's flown into center field, giving chases McCarthy, and on a jog will make the grab, and that is all she wrote. Ballers win, baby. Ballers win. Second win in a row for Kannapolis. They end the series on a good note, picking up victories on Saturday and Sunday. They dropped the first four games, but they come back and get two nice victories to last night and tonight here in Charleston to finish off the series against the River Dogs on a high note. Charleston takes the series. Kannapolis takes the ball game tonight by a score of 3-1 here in Charleston. We'll recap it all in the postgame show. Give us a couple of moments. We'll be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network. Ballers win, baby. Ballers win. Final score is Kannapolis 3, Charleston 1. Postgame coming up on the Ballers Baseball Network.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
The only way to be your best self is with your best health. When you have a health partner who doesn't just treat part of you, they care for all of you. That's why more people prefer Atrium Health, because unrivaled care is easier, more accessible, and more complete than ever before, so that you can enjoy more of the moments you love. That's what it means to live meaningfully, to live joyfully, to live fully with Atrium Health, official healthcare provider of the Kannapolis Cannonballers.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels & Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Welcome back into the broadcast booth here high atop Joseph P. Riley Jr. Park in Charleston. Ballers win, baby. Ballers win. Final score tonight. Kannapolis takes it 3-1, and they pick up two runs in the fourth inning thanks to a double from Lanzilli, and then a bases-loaded walk, and then an insurance run in that eighth inning helps Kannapolis hold on late and get the victory to seal out the tonight's series finale on a high note. A big win tonight for Kannapolis before they head back home to face the Down East Wood Ducks next week. It'll be the Ballers facing the Wood Ducks next week at home. Charleston will reset, and they will head over to Columbia for six games against the Fireflies out of the Kansas City Royals organization. Ballers taking the win 3-1. They're out hitting the Rubber Dogs tonight 12-4. No errors on the board. Mason Adams gets the win 4-3 on the season with a 3.36 ERA. Trevor Martin gets the loss 7-5, a 3.57 ERA. And Emerson Talavera picks up his second save on the season, putting up two shutout innings in the eighth and ninth innings against the River Dogs and handing them a big-time victory. Well, Ballers had a good day at the plate. 12 hits. They triple up the number of hits for the River Dogs. 12 hits, including three hit days for two different Kannapolis Cannonballers. Calvin Harris, 3-for-5, and Chris Lanzilli, 3-for-5. Lanzilli had an RBI on tonight's game, one of only three. A two-hit day for Eddie Park. He had an RBI. Jacob Gonzalez, an RBI double in that eighth inning. Handed Kannapolis a little bit of insurance. A 1-for-5 day with a run driven in. And then a 2-for-2 day for Drake Logan. He reached base about every way you could. You can reach first base nine different ways in the game of baseball. He did it about three or four tonight with a nice day at the plate. 2-for-2 with a walk and a run scored. Ballers get the double from Lanzilli, a double from Calvin Harris, a double from Jacob Gonzalez, and a bunch of RBIs all around. On the other side, the Charleston River Dogs, just four hits, one hit each for Cermak, Kinney, Spikes, and Martinez. RBI on the day is the only one coming in the third inning from Ryan Cermak. Ballers use three arms today. Mason Adams gets the win. Six innings, one run on four hits, three walks, and two strikeouts. Didn't have a high strikeout day, which is kind of uncharacteristic for Mason Adams, but got through it, played to contact, and ended up getting the victory in six solid innings of work. Connor Pellering gets a hold with one inning of work and a clean inning of work at that. And then Emerson Talavera, two shutout frames with one strikeout. A nice day on the bump for the three Ballers pitchers, Adams, Pellering, and a Talavera. On the other side, the River Dogs, they use four pitchers. Trevor Martin, two runs on six hits in three and a third innings. He does get the loss. Two walks and two strikeouts as well. Alex Cook goes two-thirds of an inning. He allows two walks and a strikeout. No runs or no hits, though. And then Rosario goes the brunt of the bullpen, most of the bullpen in today's game. Three shutout innings, but three hits, one walk, and four strikeouts. And then Junior William, one run on three hits, no walks, and at two strikeouts. Time of the game, 2 hours and 34 minutes, over 4,700 fans packing Joseph P. Riley Jr. Park today for a packed house. A really good crowd on hand. It's post-game kids run the bases. They're lining up here in Charleston, and they're ready to round the bases here at Joseph P. Riley Jr. Park. Well, Ballers will head back home. They'll face the Down East Wood Ducks next week for six, and they will stay in the race for the Carolina League South Division on the season, 53-48. The River Dogs below 500 on the season at 50-52. For everyone in Kannapolis, I'm Dan Helody, and everyone in Charleston, of course, as the Ballers pack up now, and they will head back home tonight. I'll leave you as I always do. Speak in love. Love baseball. Stay blessed. And until next time, have a blast. Ballers win, baby. Ballers win. Be sure to join us next week at home when we face the Down East Wood Ducks. Grab your tickets or hop on the broadcast or have the action for you all week on Valley Live and MILB.TV. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday, and we will see you next week at home. Enjoy the rest of your day, and have a great one, everyone.